Well, speaking of cool women, I'd like to bring up a performer who absolutely blew away everybody at the Emerson Umbrella Open Mic last night. She was the featured artist, and it was the feature was a comedic feature. There were songs, there was spoken word, there was dancing, and all kinds of stuff. And she had a great cast of women with her, six other women, and it was just amazing. And Cheryl Peralt can be very funny, and she can be serious, and everything in between, but it's always wonderful. Welcome, Cheryl Peralt.
Thank you, Jake. Thank you very much, Ellen. I had a great time last night. And I brought something more on the serious side tonight. This piece is new to me and inspired by a woman who's 42 years old, a mother of three, that I've been visiting over a few years now through hospice. And this is called Budding. I have a little introductory music. I told her how exciting it was, all the blooming and banging and budding of plant life merging forth from her little rock garden in the front yard. I told her how the hostas were hurling forth their shiny lined leaves, how the creeping flocks were dilly-dallying their lavender hue all over the gray of rocks we used to call winter. How the mindful little robin, all life-alarmed and singing the arrival of this spring garden, and the rich promise of the thick brown writhing earthworms beneath its feet. I told her how the lily of the valley was at its most earnest in dispensing snow-white rich fragrance through the lily-white bells that may have been ringing tiny melodies, perhaps reaching garden fairies, if there were any out there. How this smallest flower was the greatest living miracle, its promise of heaving a little wedge of heaven right up into our nostrils and right before our eyes. She told me how she once so favored this flower, how she used to go out and pick delicate fistfuls and bring them in to stand and water and fill the whole huge house with its announcement of them to be beside her on her nightstand. And when she tilted her head to see the garden from her hospital bed, she only felt the chains of cancer locked in her brain, and she couldn't see one single flower from there. And that made her sad when there was so much joy that was right around the corner. I brought them in as she directed, standing up in a clear little glass Welch's jelly jar. Her head relaxed upon sight and eased back upon the pillow. She cracked a smile and said, "Spring is finally here again," and took her morning nap. Thank you.
Cheryl writes beautiful, powerful pieces. One more hand for Cheryl Peralta.